At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Minnesota Vikings and speculation has gone crazy because there are so many quarterbacks available, so many guys that are projected to go in the top five, guys that are projected outside the top 10 like Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix. And the Minnesota Vikings currently have the number 11 and number 23 overall pick in this year's NFL draft with a huge need at the quarterback position. They only have Sam Darnold, who's the only, you know, somewhat reliable starter on the entire team, filled with a Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and Aaron Jones. And to be frank, Justin Jefferson's contract kind of hinders on what the Minnesota Vikings are going to do at the quarterback position. So there is a lot at stake with what the Minnesota Vikings decide to do in this NFL draft. Are they going to trade up for Drake May? Are they going to trade up to number two for Jaden Daniels? Are they going to trade up for J.J. McCarthy at number five? Or are they going to stand pat at number 11 and select a defensive tackle and maybe Michael Penix Jr. at number 23? This take is presented by Hoechlin Farm. Hoechlin Farm has rotationally grazed 100% grass-fed Hereford beef. This beef is the best beef around. This beef is sold in quarters and halves, and they have custom sample packs so you can try before you buy. Contact Jared at Hoechlin Farm, 952-491-1541. Get great beef in your freezers right now. Okay, so lots of discussion, lots of player comps, pro days happening almost every day at this point. We've seen J.J. McCarthy's pro day, Jaden Daniels' pro day, and Drake May's pro day in like the last 3 or 4 days. So what are the Minnesota Vikings going to do? They are heavily favored to draft J.J. McCarthy, and almost every single betting sports book out there, the Minnesota Vikings are the favorite to land J.J. McCarthy, and odds have shifted a little bit because the Washington Commanders made some noise this week and said earlier that, hey, you know what, J.J. McCarthy might be the guy. Cliff Kingsbury might want J.J. McCarthy over Jaden Daniels. So, best case scenario, what should the Minnesota Vikings do in this year's draft? Honestly, worst case scenario, there is no second guessing here. The Minnesota Vikings need to trade up to draft an NFL quarterback in this year's draft. It's not a want situation. It's not a situation where, you know, it'd be kind of nice to have a quarterback like this. It is a must-have this year because of what the situation looks like in future years for the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings need to get their hands on either Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, or Jaden Daniels. And my preference, and I've been very clear about this for the last few weeks, is that they draft Drake May or Jaden Daniels, and they, you know, wait until picker number 11 to draft J.J. McCarthy. But here we go. Anyways, the reason why it is a must-have in this year's NFL draft class, and there's other suitors that are potentially interested in trading up, like the Broncos, like the Raiders, like the Giants. There are other teams that have the same interest, maybe not to as high as a degree as the Minnesota Vikings, but there are other teams in discussions, like the Denver Broncos, who need a quarterback as well. And the reason why it is a must-have for the Minnesota Vikings to draft a quarterback this offseason is because of what the future forecasts look like in the Minnesota Vikings organization. And the reason why I say that is because the Minnesota Vikings are going to have over $100 million in cap space next offseason. And when you have $100 million in cap space next offseason, you do not want to bring in a rookie quarterback at that point. You want a guy that's ready to step in to be the starting quarterback right away on a roster that can contend for a Super Bowl. And that's why when Kirk Cousins left, I said, this actually opens up the window to win a Super Bowl, not only for Kirk Cousins with the Atlanta Falcons, but this opens up the window for the Minnesota Vikings to win a Super Bowl. Because they need to hit on a quarterback. And if they hit on a quarterback, well, then their team will be Super Bowl ready. Because that guy is going to be on a rookie contract, and already the Minnesota Vikings are building their defense to be one of the better defenses in the NFL. Hopefully a top 10 defense this year, and hopefully a top 5 defense the following year, because of the flexibility, because of the cap space, because of their ability to sign the best free agents and make any specific trades that they need to make. So that's why getting a top 3 pick in this year's NFL draft is crucial. Now the question is going to be, can they do it? Will the New England Patriots make a deal with the Minnesota Vikings? Because it is very unlikely, in my opinion, that the Washington Commanders are going to trade pick number 2 to any team. Because they traded Sam Howell. They signed Marcus Mariota. And they didn't bring in Marcus Mariota to be the starting quarterback, especially when you bring in a Cliff Kingsbury as your offensive coordinator and you bring in a new head coach in Dan Quinn. And you know what? His future is going to be largely dependent on how that number 2 overall pick shapes out. So they need a quarterback. They're going to draft a quarterback because you don't bring in a Cliff Kingsbury to not draft one. So the best case scenario for the Minnesota Vikings is to trade up with the New England Patriots and select Drake May, number 3 overall, if assuming Jaden Daniels goes number 2. And you know what? What I believe is going to happen is that the Minnesota Vikings are going to trade up with the Los Angeles Chargers, number 11, number 23, and a later round pick to draft J.J. McCarthy. It just seems like all roads are pointing towards J.J. McCarthy. But I want to reiterate why I'm so hesitant to draft J.J. McCarthy. And the reason is because, you know, in a perfect situation, like probably a lots of quarterbacks, he's a capable quarterback that's able to win games. He can take a team to the playoffs. I fully believe that. And he could probably even win a playoff game, one or two playoff games. Case Keenum won a playoff game. J.J. McCarthy could win a playoff game in the perfect situation. But here's why I don't want J.J. McCarthy. And here's why I'm so hesitant. When the Minnesota Vikings roster turns over and they don't have that cap space, and they don't have the best players in every position on their team, like a Justin Jefferson or a Jordan Addison or a Aaron Jones at the running back position, is J.J. McCarthy good enough to carry a subpar roster to the playoffs? And I don't think so. What I picture happening is that the Minnesota Vikings are going to draft J.J. McCarthy. He's going to put up some stats. He's going to have some good games. And the Minnesota Vikings are going to be in a similar situation as the New York Giants were with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones had one good season, and his numbers weren't even that good. Look it up. But he took the team to the playoffs. They beat the Minnesota Vikings in round 1. They got pummeled by the Philadelphia Eagles in round 2. But that one season was enough to put fear in the New York Giants' franchise eyes, to give him a contract extension, to give him $40 million. And that's my fear, J.J. McCarthy is going to go out there. You know, he'll perform well enough to earn a big contract, but not good enough to carry a team. And then that roster is going to turn over, and then the Minnesota Vikings are going to be in a worse situation then than they're in right now because they gave J.J. McCarthy a massive contract. So trade up. They need to do it. They need pick number 3. They need to give New England Patriots anything and everything that they want to acquire that pick because they need a superstar, not a game manager, a superstar in this year's draft. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. And if you are listening on Apple or Spotify, thank you for making this podcast part of your day. Rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you are listening to this podcast. Everyone, take care. Have a great day. And thank you for making this podcast a part of your day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.